This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is going to be hot in big parts of the country this week. It's been hot in a lot of places already this year, record heat waves, and it's going to keep on being hot because the planet is getting hotter. And increasingly, it's getting hotter in places that aren't supposed to be hot. See also 112 degrees in Portland, Oregon last month. And that eventually is going to hit workers hard. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Working the fryer at Jack in the Box can get pretty warm, even on a normal day. But when temperatures in the Sacramento area topped triple digits for several days in June, the kitchen got dangerously hot, says Noemi Graciano.
It was infuriating to be working like that. I felt uncomfortable because you're just sweating.
She grew dizzy and got a headache as the air conditioner failed to keep up. In Oregon, where temperatures reached almost 120 degrees in June, at least two workers died on the job of heat-related causes, according to state OSHA records. Kate Suzman is an attorney at the Northwest Workers' Justice Project, which has been hearing from people who work in construction, farming, and in warehouses.
So we had a lot of issues with acclimatizing your bodies, access to enough water to drink, shade, and even just knowing the signs and symptoms of what does heat illness look like.
The dangers of heat in the workplace go beyond heat exhaustion and dehydration, says UCLA professor Jisung Park. He's the lead author of a new paper which found higher temperatures were linked to more injuries at work.
Actually, the vast majority of the incidents that are caused by hotter temperature in our data appear to be completely or ostensibly unrelated things. So falling off of a ladder, being hit by a moving vehicle, getting your hand caught in a machine.
That's because heat affects cognitive function, too. The study found the risk of injury increased for workers outside and inside and was the highest in low-wage industries that require physical labor.
I think it clearly suggests that the scope and magnitude of the problem may be bigger than we're accustomed to thinking.
And as heat waves have become more intense, regulations to mitigate the dangers haven't kept up.
It's something people should have focused on a decade ago when it, wasn't that bad. But now there's really an urgent need to do it.
Deborah Berkowitz is with the National Employment Law Project. She says OSHA has no federal set of guidelines for heat safety at work. Several states have created their own, including California and in recent weeks, Oregon and Washington.
Having a standard of what employers need to do in terms of acclimatization and hydration, work-rest regimens, I think will really go a long way in making the workplace safer.
The UCLA study found injuries associated with heat decreased after 2005, around the time the state adopted workplace heat rules. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.